1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It is 8:31, and it's time now for our Community Connection, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. And today we're going to be talking about the Washington County School Supply Drive. We have Cindy and Carol with us today. Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the chilly studio. I guess it beats that sauna outside today. Oh, goodness.
It does. Thank you.
But things are heating up because school will be here before we know it. And Carol, it looks like this is the time we start to put the drive into overdrive?
That's right. We only have this week and next week for those that are needing help with their supplies to apply. And then we have a week to get all our stuff ready. We have our big packing weekend, the first weekend in August, and then we will hand out the supplies on August 5th because I think some schools start that later that week.
Oh, my goodness. Now, with this drive, how long has this been going on? Is this something that's been yearly?
Oh, yeah. We've been having this supply since 2001, but we haven't been a 501c3. I can't remember when we did that. 2010, something like that. But so, no, we have been going on for almost 20 years. So.
Now, Cindy, this is a lot of fun, but it's also a lot of work, I understand.
Well, that's true. When we were talking about having a week to set up, we actually work year-round because we collect supplies and we have a room at the old Oak Park School that we rent, and we keep our supplies there. We're out there all the time getting supplies together, buying them, hopefully on sale, and so it is a year-round job that we accomplish, not just a week, but that week is hectic.
You see, that's the reason I was asking. I thought that perhaps we did it a little bit longer than just all at once, and here comes the everything in a big truck.
Right. We start buying supplies for next year the day after
school starts,
the day after this ends. Looking for sales for next year, and we do the fundraisers out throughout the year too. So we're busy all year round.
With our fundraisers, when Carol mentioned that, we do have two pancake breakfasts a year.
Yum.
And we have had two garage sales or rummage sales a year. We keep thinking that we will only have one, but luckily people donate to us, and we hate to turn anything down, so we also do that. And then Carol and her husband always help us get Atwood's, where we have a hot dog sale.
Yeah.
So anything else that we...
Well, we're going to have the talent show. Bartlesville Got Talent, but we're going to... That's a possibility that we're going to have. So look for some more information maybe about that.
We should find out this week whether it's a go or not.
Well, here's fingers crossed, because that sounds like a lot of fun.
I think it will be.
Now, when we talk about the drive itself and getting things ready, I imagine we have a lot of good souls in the community that offer up their services and some of their goods, but also a lot of parents and maybe even grandparents who would make a donation, either monetary or otherwise. How does that all work?
Well, anyone can donate. We accept donations. We accept we get donations from churches, from businesses, from individuals, from organizations like Kiwanis.
PTOs from the schools donate.
And a lot of our individuals who work for the companies can get matching funds, is great. And we do some grants too.
Yes.
So it takes around $60,000 to do this.
Wow, that's a lot of money. We have a lot of kids in our school district, and not everybody starts with the same footing.
Last year we did over 2,500 students. Mm-hmm.
And we don't do just Bartlesville. You know, we do Washington County, so that includes Bartlesville and Dewey, Copan, and Caney Valley. And then we do Osage Hills because they feed into Bartlesville, Bowring. I hope I haven't left anyone out, but we are quite busy doing that.
Right. Nobody gets left out. Everybody gets a piece of this.
Yes, and we don't give a generic school supplies.
Okay.
We give the teacher's list, and we try, and we try to give everything on their list. And so if a third grade from Jane Phillips, they get what's on their list so that everyone starts school the same.
That's a good thing, too, because, yes. One of the things when you're ready to learn, you're ready to learn. And the last thing you want to do is have a child who's stressed out because, well, I don't have everything I need to get ready to learn.
That's one reason we do try to help all these children, because it breaks your heart to think that a child will go to school without supplies. And, you know, in this day and age, other children may say something. So it's so nice to have them start out at the same level. Especially elementary children. Well, that's really not true. I taught high school, so everyone wants to have something that is new, that is not used, and so we do not give used supplies. If we have anything that people give us that's used, we donate it to teachers. So we do try to help them also have some things if they need it.
And Lord knows they do. Because, it's just one of the things. It's such a noble profession to be an educator, but even more trying sometimes. I know a lot of teachers in my own family who wind up funding their own classroom to a certain degree or another.
That is very true. So.
And they don't say anything about it. They just kind of, and it's not something that they go around, telling people. You just kind of notice that. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's for the classroom.
It has to be done.
Yeah,
so you do it.
Yeah, so they just do it without a whole lot of fanfare. But we do have a lot of children. You said students, I should say, because this varies in age. 2,500 last year, and probably just a little bit more this year.
We don't know yet.
We'll know. The sign-up date ends July 27th.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do we sign up? I mean, if you're a parent and you're thinking, well, this summer has been kind of tough, how do they find out about this?
Well,
where can they sign up?
We have a website. It's Pack the Backpacks, with an S, packthebackpacks.org. You can go there and print off an application and fill it out, or you can just come to Agape Mission, which is on Cass Street behind the Westside Community Center, mm-hmm. that park there. Or you can go to Mary Martha Outreach, and that's by United. And we have the applications there. You have to bring, if you print it out, you have to bring it in to a representative. And just bring your ID and know all the information about the students, grandparents sign up, aunts, sign up, and anyone can sign up the student.
The little one, yeah. Well, that's great. I mean, this is something that is really something else. We're talking with Carol Beck and Cindy Dronick with the Washington County School Supply Drive. Now, if I'm a person who's just setting up my business here in town and I'm feeling a bit philanthropic, how do I go about networking with your organization in order to be perhaps maybe a pipeline for you?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. We do need help from the community. On Friday, August the 2nd, we will be arranging things at St. Luke's Episcopal Church on 8th and Dewey. And we will always need help there from 9 to 5. And then that afternoon from 7 to 10, because we'll be preparing everything, setting it up. We are ready to go on Saturday morning. And Saturday morning is the 3rd, and we will pack elementary from 9 to 1. And then in the afternoon from 2 to 4, we will rearrange and get ready for secondary. Then on Sunday, we need help from 1:30 to 5, and we will finish the secondary. Then we turn around and get ready for Monday morning at 8:30. We give out backpacks from 8:30 to 6. And hopefully everyone comes, but in our experience, that hasn't always happened.
And things do crop up, especially when your families are concerned.
So we call them on Tuesday, and we're there from 9 to 3, and then hopefully we will take the backpacks. Do we take them to Agape?
Yes.
If they're left over.
Okay, and so if you miss your opportunity, you miss that window, you can go to Agape and,
yes.
And hope it. You got something left.
So you are welcome to come. We are so very fortunate that we have so many volunteers in the community. if it weren't for them, we would never finish in the time frame that we finish. The people are wonderful. We have Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and church groups, the Lowe's Family Young Scholars, just all from the companies. We get volunteers all over the city. A lot of teachers will come, a lot of retired teachers. So we are very, very thankful for our volunteers.
So you can check, remember to go to our website, packthebackpacks.org, and click on the, I think it's volunteering or something.
I think so.
Volunteer and contact us. So you can find out. All this information is on there.
Now, you mentioned you had a lot of organizations that pitch in, too, and a lot of individuals. And I'm just going to guess that about once through, they kind of stick around a little bit. You have a rough time shaking volunteer. They
yes.
kind of hang on because they realize this is something that's worth their while. It's very important.
It is amazing how many people come back year after year after yes. year and say they will not miss it.
And we have the parents that that sign up that yes. come and help us, too, because uh-huh. they want to give back. That they know they're getting the help, so they want to give back, so they volunteer with us, which is great.
And we have asked parents, we started a couple of years ago, we have asked them when they pick up backpacks, if at all possible, to donate $5 per family, not per backpack. Mm-hmm. And we have received many donations that way, which is very, very helpful. But a lot of people will just say, I need to donate to your organization, and they do. So mm-hmm. that's very helpful.
Well, money goes a long way because it's so universal and it's very flexible. And you can, if you're having an item shortage or something, you can replenish it with money.
Right. And we look for the best deals. We go online. We do shopping sales. So we do, like I said, about $60,000. And again, check our website, but you can actually donate through PayPal, or you can send checks to our post office box, which is 2031 2031, Bartlesville, Oklahoma 74005, and it's just WCSSD, Washington County School Supply Drive.
And it'll get there.
And it'll get there.
They could even put backpacks, and it will get
yes.
to us.
So.
Everybody knows where it's going, right?
Exactly.
Post office box 2031.
And when you said everybody knows where it's going, that's a good thing to mention. We are all volunteers. Mm-hmm. None of us get paid for this. So all the money that is donated goes to the supplies, none of it goes to us.
So the administrative costs are nil. This is a 100% in, 100% out.
We pay rental for a building, which is very, very minimal. And St. Luke's Church is so very kind to us. They let us start bringing in products in June to set up in their downstairs hall. So St. Luke's has been a godsend to us.
Now, we know that some, like Sunday school classes or other groups, like to go out and buy supplies.
Yes.
So we do need some more supplies this year because we haven't been able to get them on sale. And some of those items include copy paper, pens, blue, black, and red, large packs of pencils, graph paper, wide spiral notebooks, school boxes. We used to find them on sale. We can't, so we may have to pay full price. And erasers, how many erasers we go through. The pencil cap and pink erasers. And, of course, you can always donate a backpack because that's one of our biggest expenses is buying backpacks.
I imagine it is. And, you know, they're so convenient for the kids.
Oh, yes, a new backpack for these kids. They just treasure those.
Mm-hmm. And it's always exciting. We talk about this on the day they pick up to see some of the kids' faces, and they'll go, oh, my gosh, I love this backpack. Thank you so much. So the children, if they come with their parents, are always so appreciative, and that makes a big difference.
I remember back in my day, backpacks were unheard of, and you always walked around with one arm a little bit longer than the other from lugging your books. It's like, yeah, how'd that happen? You know?
Of course, now they're. I'm not sure what these backpacks are doing to these children's backs, but because they are heavy.
Some of the backpacks are bigger than the, the children.
But it is something that they prefer, you know, that way, you know, the hands are free and everything else. So once again, if anybody wants any more information or if they want to help, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, go to our website is probably actually,
that's probably the best, right?
And they could even leave a message this time of the year at St. Luke's, and they would get it to us.
Okay.
But we would prefer not to overload them with any phone calls. So mainly look at our website.
Right, and we want to stress that you only have this rest of this week and next week to apply. So if you know anyone who is in need of supplies, please go to Agape or Mary Martha Outreach. Agape will be open on Saturdays. Six days a week from 11 to 1:45. So we will be there on the Saturday and Saturday the 27th, the last day.
In Mary Martha, we are open. I will be there today from 12 to 2. And then next week, Wednesday is 9 to 11, and Thursday, 12 to 2. And then that's it for Mary Martha Outreach, just three more days.
Well, I want to thank you very much for coming in today and being a part of our broadcast and letting people know what's going on and that the help is available, especially if you have youngsters who are ready to get to school. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but that was kind of fun. The first day of school was great. Ah, we're back at school. And then the last day of school was really great. Ah! And then in the middle, it was like, wow, I'm really busy.
Definitely.
Between homework and activities and stuff like that. But the two biggest days of the year were first day of school and, you know, let's see what's going on and see how much our friends have grown and changed over the summer. And then let's see where, oh, gosh, I got a locker this year. Oh, boy. You know,
and amazingly, the teachers feel the same way.
They do.
They're very excited for the first day and then pretty excited for that last day also.
Because it gets busy for them,
It does. Grading tests and everything that you do. But having those kids every day is a joy.
Indeed, it is. Carol Beck and Cindy Dronick, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having us.
And you've been listening to our community connection with the Washington County School Supply Drive. I'm Tom Davis, been brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan.